Hello, everybody. This is Bud Dickman. I just want to let you know that no one covers football like Podcast One Sportnet. You know, we've got it.
Let me do that, man. I'm supposed to do it. We got you covered on... Hey, wait a minute. Don't go grabbing coffee from people.
No, I took it from me.
I'll do it. Yes, we've got you covered on a daily...
I'll do it because you numbnuts...
How dare you?
How dare you, Bud? We've got you covered on a daily basis with the Dan Patrick Show, the Rich Eisen Show, not to mention...
What are you doing? That's mine. I'm supposed to do that. The Rich Eisen Show.
I'll do it, Dad.
Don't pull that away from me.
What?
You asshole.
You don't want it.
You asshole. Now you gotta reprint the thing. I'll do it. Not to mention, each week you can listen to RJ Bell's Dream Preview to get the best picks from Vegas or Ross Tucker's Fantasy Feast podcast to stay on top in your fantasy league. We also have Revenge of the Jocks with ex-NFL player Martellus Bennett, and even coach Jim Harbaugh is part of the Podcast One Sportsnet team with his show Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh Podcast.
That sounds very positive, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds probably something he got from his family.
Yeah. Move on, will you?
Anyway, so download all of these shows and more each week on PodcastOneSports.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Phil Henry. All the voices you're about to hear, all of the different people that you'll hear on the show, all of the callers, all of the guests, all of the whatever, it's me. And quite an action-packed show today. We have Bobby Dooley. She and Steve, as my understanding goes, are coming back from...
They're coming back from Butner Lake.
Yeah.
And then we have Chris Norton, right?
Yeah, Chris Norton's on a new movie.
Norton has produced, if I may, go ahead. Norton is producing a brand new movie. You know what? I don't even know if this cat, Chris Norton, is a real adult filmmaker.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, have you seen any of these movies?
Phil, he gets together with friends of his. They have cameras. They have girlfriends. And they make pornographic films. Now, whether these are mainstream, whether they're distributed in the big porn houses.
Yeah, well, they distribute the porn, you know. Who watches porn in movie theaters? Don't answer that question, please. You're giving me a look like...
Well, general.
What do you mean, well, general?
Well, where do you watch porn?
I don't watch porn, thank you very much. I'm very happily married. Doesn't mean anything. You could still watch porn if you wanted to.
That is true.
What do you know about it, Margaret?
I know more about it than I want to know about it, all right? I try to keep my ears plugged. You know the song, I've Never Been to Me? And I've seen some things a woman shouldn't see.
You're Margaret Gray?
Yes, I'm Margaret Gray.
You've seen some things.
Don't you laugh, you...
Well, I mean, we have to assume.
We only can assume.
Don't say it, Bud.
I'll say it, then we have to assume. We have to... Yeah, look at that, he's choking up.
Yeah, see, all of you clowns, I can see when all of you monkeys are getting ready to drop a load. You're so frightened of mama.
Have you ever performed in an adult film?
Thank God he didn't say that, because he'd be a dead man walking right now.
All right, but I said it. Have you? Oh, my God.
You're kidding me, Miss Gray.
I'm not answering the question, and by not answering the question, I suppose that sets me up...
Yeah, it sets you up to be... indicted as a porn, you know, as having been in the porn.
Have you been in the porn industry or not? Yes or no?
I never answer questions like that.
Well, Margaret, if you don't want to talk about it, then why bring it up?
I didn't bring it up. Well, I guess I did.
I can't think back that far.
Neither can I.
Anyway, Chris Norton...
That's what I was going to say. Chris Norton, I know a little bit about it. It's not mainstream. What is that?
Sounds like a fighter jet.
It's not... What do you mean, a fighter jet?
We're near an airbase here, Margaret, for Christ's sake. Yeah, Point Magoo, or Port... What is it called, Bud?
It's called Port Magoo.
Port Magoo.
You're talking about porn.
It's Point Magoo, U.S.
It is. It's Point Magoo.
See?
All right. God. I'm an expert in
Navy?
Yeah, in Navy bases.
Yeah, we got Point... Point Magoo, for Christ on a crutch. Point Magoo down the coast from us, so... No question, that might have been a jet out of Point Magoo. Why are we talking about that?
Because in the middle of what I was saying, I could hear this... I heard afterburners, all right? And when I hear afterburners, I get scared. Because, as you know, my father was in the military.
No, he wasn't.
You're right, he wasn't.
That was Bobby's.
The point that I'm making here is that Chris Norton is not a mainstream porn film, adult film, filthy, dirty, foul, rank, whatever you want to call him, dirt...
He doesn't make those kinds of movies.
No, he does not. He gets together with his friends and pretends like he's some kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so what?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So when you ask, are any of these legitimate films...
As far as I know, Crystal has his job there at...
Pharmaceutical. Redondo Beach Pharmaceutical. Don't go?
Yeah. So he's still doing phone sales for the pharmaceutical, and although, he's still going out with the girls. Yeah. I don't know, that'll probably never end. Okay, so that's that, and this is this. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to get to Chris. We got Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley coming up next. They're back from Butner, or they're on their way back from Butner, and Bobby took a lot of incoming for her comment that she has a very high rear end. We're going to hear about the hate mail and the fact that she commented on Twitter.
Well, she commented on Twitter that she... defended herself.
Well, she's talking about how she defended her... defended her ass.
You put it like that, like, yeah, hey, I'm very proud of myself on account of I defended the ass, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
What are you... You're looking at things, Phil, as if they're supposed to make sense. This is your show. This mess, this thing is you. And you it.
Yeah, Phil, what you see is what is looking back at you.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Hendry, please.
Oh, so you can't make fun of it. It is what it is.
I'm not making fun of anything. You're right. It's weird.
Henry, think about this for just... May I?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't like being called Henry.
Just for a moment. You come in here every day. You basically talk to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so you admit it.
You do admit it.
What's to admit? Of course I do. All right. Now, most people would think that that's pretty Looney Tunes. However, you pull it off. You seem to be doing okay. Financially, how are you doing?
None of your business.
That means bad.
Not necessarily. That's none of your business. Well, all right, let's just say that you're doing okay. You look all right. You're healthy. You're actually... How much you weigh now?
Hey, let's get to the point, okay?
The point is this, Phil. You come in here and you pull off a show where you're talking to yourself in different voices. People think they're real, and then when they sit back and realize what it is they're listening to, then they get a little creeped out.
Yeah, and then they go and they talk to friends of theirs.
Yeah, and it becomes a circular thing, you know?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, man, you're infecting more than you know.
So coming up next, it's Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Jesus.
Just blow it off, Phil.
That's what I'm going to do. Bobby and Steve Dooley will be talking about how they, how Bobby defended her ass on Twitter. Whatever. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
William Russell's Dance Studios are open now. We are excited. We promised you this 3 years ago, and it has arrived, serving the entire Wombat Valley. We'll teach you the Russell. We'll teach you the Billy Goat. We'll teach you the great new dances such as Catch Me If You Can and Slidell. All of these dances and more at the William Russell Dance Schools. William Russell Dance Schools are everywhere. Give us a call at 1-800- My balls! William Russell Dance Schools. Attack of the Gigantic Mice, now playing in a two-bill at Krosgo's Drive-In. Attack of the Giant Mice, playing with Frankenstein Does It Again, Only Better. Attack of the Giant Mice, Frankenstein Does It Better. A new twin bill at the Groovner Drive-In. Bring your own bags. We've got the popcorn, but we will not supply the bag. We stopped supplying the bags 3 weeks ago. We've got the popcorn, no bags. No bags supplied with popcorn.
And welcome back, everyone, here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley on the phone with us. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they're on the car, Phil.
On the car?
I mean, they're in the car.
Now they're driving back from, where are they driving back from, Bud?
And back from Butner Lake.
Driving back from Butner Lake. And, let's see what they're doing. I don't know whether or not they're... Are they there?
You guys there? Well...
Come on, Bud, quit screwing around.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby and Steve, welcome to the program. Bobby, we got some news that you defended yourself. We're very confused about the information.
Well, I don't blame you. It was very juvenile, the way it was put.
Dooley, I just reported the way you told me to.
I told you to tell everyone that I did a great job responding to people on Facebook who attacked me for saying I had the high rear end.
Yeah, and that's what I did.
Well, I don't know.
What did he say?
He put in... Bud put up some comments. See, we bought some Facebook ads. Bobby stands up for herself. And Bud put in, Bobby stands up for her high ass, and then had the picture of me standing there. I don't know.
Yeah, standing there.
Standing there.
Darling, it's not going to do you any good to get upset.
Well, I am standing there in a silhouette, so I've got the butt.
Well, you tell the truth, honey.
Would you shut your hole, Steve?
Got my wife put on... She put on some of these panties like a girdle that lifted her ass.
you.
Oh, you got problems there. I don't have any problems. They got the problem.
Well, Phil, you heard it. It sounded like he'd attacked her or something.
No, it sounded like she attacked him.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Try to get them back. Mm. Bobby and Steve Booley.
Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Dobby and Steve Boob.
Booby and Steve.
It's Booby and Bobby.
Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Bobby and Steve Dooley. Coming back from Butner Lake here, and we've got all kinds of trouble. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you guys there? Are you there? You're not there.
Give me the phone. Are you guys there or not? Well, I heard some kind of a horrific scream. What was that?
I'll tell you what it was.
I made some comment.
He made a comment that he had no business making. It had to do...
Are you wearing some kind of a girdle or something that lifts your rear end? Is that it?
Oh, my God.
Well, go on.
What the hell's going on?
Tried to throw the phone out the window.
Is she there now, or,
No, she's through. Yes, she's here, but she doesn't want to talk.
Well, let her talk to me.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
What happened, Steve?
What happened was the ad was put in the paper that Bud Dickman put used a picture, a silhouette picture of her with her rear end sticking up in the air. And that's fine. And the ad said, Bobby Dooley defends her ass. It wasn't supposed to say that. It was supposed to say Bobby Dooley defends a high rear end.
What, can you mind if I ask at this particular juncture what you people are talking about?
General, no, you've been going on.
Here, General, here is what it is. Bobby was on the show last week, remember, talking about her high rear end.
We're talking about you right now, honey. No.
She's talking about her high rear end, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Apparently a lot of people were giving her crap about it on Facebook and Twitter, so she took out a Facebook ad saying that Bobby Dooley successfully defends her high rear end, and Bud put the word ass instead, and had the silhouette shot that she approved.
Yeah, she approved a silhouette shot of herself from the side that showed the butt up in the ear.
Now, that's all well and good until just now when you guys talked about orthopedic.
So it was an orthopedic girdle.
It was an orthopedic lift girdle. She's calling me all kinds of names here. I've had to restrain her.
But, hey, look at Steve. I don't want anything going on in that car, okay?
No, it's okay.
Give me the phone. I've got the phone. I've never been so humiliated in my life. To say that I wear an orthopedic ass lift.
Honey, that's not what they said.
You guys can't be fighting over the phone.
Stop fighting over the phone. You're going to get into an accident.
Well, they're right there. You said the million-dollar word right there.
Yeah, this is good. You talk about it, Mr. Dooley.
All right. Honey, she put on a girdle.
How dare you?
You did, honey. She put on a girdle. It was an orthopedic ass lift.
What do you mean orthopedic?
What is this? Is this for women who've got... For women that have fallen ass. They got to go to the doctor about it.
I'm going to kick your... Hey, come on. Break it up, will you? He's making a joke out of it.
Yeah, there's nothing to laugh at, Dickman.
What are you talking about? I'm laughing. I said, for any woman who has an ass that crashed...
Is he talking about crashed ass again? Because if he is...
Yeah, he was.
Drop me off at the Henry Studio.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You guys head straight home. We're talking to,
Just go ahead and do a break now, Phil.
No, I'm just letting people know what they're listening to. What abomination they're listening to. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
An abomination.
Bobby, would you keep it just down to a roar while we get this out?
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley coming back from Butner Lake. Finally.
What is with you? What do you mean, finally? We had a great time. We spent the summer, you know, and we sang in the sunshine, which is more than I can say for a lot of you flat-ass...
Come on, Bobby.
Darling,
hold on for a minute. And we'll sing in the sunshine. We'll laugh every day.
Darling, do you want me to sing this?
No. Sing in the sunshine. And that's what we did, Steve. I'll be on my way.
Yeah.
Because you're jealous, because you didn't sing in the sunshine.
I will never love you. The cost of love's too dear. And the price you're asking.
Ow! You know something, Steve? I'm going to sing in the sunshine.
Ow.
And we'll laugh every day.
I'm only kidding.
We'll sing in the sunshine. Then you can blow it up.
Blow it out your ass.
All right, are you getting your jollies out, okay?
I'll sing to you each morning. You know what? Fuck this.
Bobby, what is going on with you?
I don't know. I'm very disappointed in my husband in the Phil Henry show.
I thought I was doing the thing you wanted me to do.
You don't put in... Oh, and by the way, Miss Dooley was wearing an orthopedic ass lift. Fuck me.
God, me, honey, I'm going to do...
No, you're...
I'm doing the phone. You sit there. So anyway, Mr. Henry, that was at the heart and the soul of it.
Wow.
So, Ms. Dooley's obviously had her pride hurt. I don't blame her for being angry.
I don't either, to be honest with you. That's something that you don't... No woman wants that to be revealed, bud.
Well, I mean, she said put in any copy you want, emphasizing the fact that my ass... I got a high ass.
What is this anyway?
You know...
What? No, wait, what is this anyway?
What do you mean?
What kind of a jackass, stupid ad is that to place? And why did Bobby even care?
Bobby, he's asking what... No, why... She says it's because, you know, everyone knows she's got a high rear end. And when she said it, people were checking in on Facebook, saying, laughing at her. So she defended it by taking an ad out on Facebook.
She took an ad out on Facebook.
Yeah, and she sent me the copy and said, here's a profile picture of me. It's kind of a silhouette. And say, this is Bobby Dooley with a high rear end. And
yeah, and then you put high ass because of an orthopedic girdle. And that's the whole thing.
Give me the phone. That's what went south. It went south with me on that, bud. Okay? And the greatest joy that I've had this entire year is spending the summer here or there. Are we gone yet?
We're still leaving the city.
Leaving the city?
We're still leaving the village. We're still leaving the village of Butner.
We're not even... We've been in the car for 30 minutes.
Yeah, we're still...
How big is Butner Village?
It's quite extensive, but I'm just going in a circle.
Would you get us...
Yeah. Brockton Cupcakes. Downtown Bakery. Brockton Cupcakes. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. The best cupcake you ever had. Brockton's Cupcakes. They know what they're doing. One thing I can't stand. One thing I can't... I'll take over from here. That's my brother Hank. He can't stand people that don't know what they're doing when it comes to make a cupcake. That's right. Any fool can screw a cupcake up, but it takes a real artist to make a Brockton cupcake. Brockton Cupcakes. They make them raisin cupcakes too, yeah. They make it all. Do I like donuts? No. Do I like crullers? No. Do I like cake? No. Do I like pie? I despise it. Cupcakes, man. That's where I live, and that's where I'll make my stand, and that's where I'll die. My brother will fall on his sword, a cupcake sword. Brockton's Cupcakes. Brockton's Cupcakes are in downtown Swizzling.
Wait.
When are you going to get the back of your neck fixed or whatever is making you...
I'm sorry.
It's cupcake, not cupcake. Yeah! Brockton's Cupcakes.
Hi, yeah, it's Justin McElroy, and I'm going to be doing some of the play-by-play, if it ever does get on the air, of the Belmar Academy Slaughterhouse this coming fall, along with Jack I. Gagner and everything. Well, anyway, one of the ways that you'll be able to hear Belmar Academy football games is if you have a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website. That's the only way you're going to be able to hear the football games, because you have to have a backstage pass. Okay, and you have to get it at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. You get a subscription for a year, or get a subscription for a month, or get a subscription for like 2 years or three, or I guess you know, like 10 years if you want. You should set a record. That'd be really cool. Why don't you set a record? The longest subscription to the Phil Henry Show website, like 20 years, you know, and everything, you know. So anyway, go over to philhenryshow.com and get a subscription, because then with a backstage pass, you're gonna go on. You can go on the chat. You can watch the Saturday Cinema. You can watch the live streaming show on Sunday night. And now, exciting Belmar Academy Slaughterhouse Football first game, September the 7th. And, you know, and I hope they have this. I hope they have the computer fixed by then.
Join Jack I. Gagner and Justin McElroy for all the play-by-play action of Belmar Academy Slaughterhouse High School Football coming this fall.
Yeah.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and thank you very much, Justin McElroy, for coming on and giving a plug
to the website, the world-famous Phil Harvey Show website, and exciting Belmar Academy football, General.
Yeah, well, I'll believe that when I see it.
They've got to get a lot of things fixed around here. First of all, Phil, is you're looking at a brand new video computer, right?
Yeah, well, we're going to get that this week. Hopefully, we're going to have this in time for a Belmar Academy football. I don't know, man. And what we're talking about here is either it's a live stream of the show or we'll have downloads. Either way, you'll get Belmar Academy football in all of its exciting totality. From the Rusty Pelican in Redondo Beach, California, it is Chris Norton joining us. Now, Chris has started producing or is now planning on producing a brand new adult film called Fear the Relaxing Dead. And Chris is joining us on a newsmaker line tonight from Redondo Beach. Chris, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, Mr. Ring.
What did you say? Good grievening?
Yeah, you didn't talk good.
I said good evening.
I heard him say good evening.
God.
So, Chris, a new movie, huh?
Yeah, it's called...
Can we get to the...
Can I answer a question?
Go ahead.
It's called Fear the Relaxing Dead.
Well, Chris, are you making mainstream... Is this going to be shown in a theater or distributed for video, or what is it?
These are professionally made... I heard what you were saying. These are professionally made adult films that feature top-notch, top-of-the-line adult film actors from Bob Mead. I'm producing this with Ray Gape. Ray Gape was one of the top adult film actors, is also a top adult film producer, and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that.
You know, I'm just stuff.
Ray Gape. Is that G-A-P-E?
Yeah, you know, that tells you what his specialty was. You know,
especially in what, when he was an actor?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, I'm gonna vomit.
Well, I mean, you have to understand Lindsay Slick, Bob Mead. You know.
What about your name, Chris Norton?
My name is Russ Rod.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, God, how quickly you forget.
How come we haven't heard the name Rex Rod recently?
We haven't heard what?
How come we haven't heard your name recently associated with these movies?
Because I haven't been an actor in any of these movies, okay? My stage name is Rex Rod. I produce under the name of Chris Norton.
Why don't you produce under the name of Rex Rod?
Well, I mean, I want people to know who I am. God, am I supposed to be an anonymous?
Well, you're not anonymous, man. You're known inside the adult film world.
Yeah, but I want people to...
Oh, you want your parents to know, do you?
Not necessarily my parents, but I want people who have known me from, you know, the Rusty Pelican and know who I am, like Steve Bleach and... Dave Dudley and all the, you know, guys that are the bouncers and stuff, and a lot of the, you know, cocktail blisters around here.
What is a cocktail blister?
That's, you know, you told me, Mr. Eric.
You're talking about a chick that's pushing cocktails?
Yeah, I'm talking about a cocktail waitress.
Well, then have some respect, why don't you?
God damn it, cocktail blister.
Mr. Henry's the one who told me all about...
Yeah, I did. It was something I learned from my sister years ago. All right, let's talk about this film, Fear the Relaxing Dead. This is a comedy...
Yeah, it's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek, but when we say it's tongue-in-cheek, that means there's going to be, and excuse me, it's gray.
Well, if you have to be gray, what is the point, Phil?
He's going to talk to us about the movie.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray, but the movie being tongue-in-cheek, it features guys that, you know, are going, you know, they're going, they're...
Yeah, to get their tongues down there?
Yeah. That's what when we say it's tongue-in-cheek, and you see a dude just all, yeah... I don't know, you know.
Why don't you clean it up a little bit, Norton?
Well, how do you want me to say it?
All right, so it features analingus, is that it?
Oh, my God, Mr. Henry.
I'm going to be... You know what, Phil? I'm going to be out in the hallway vomiting all over your new carpeting.
All right, I'm sorry, but that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, talking about tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Hurts, don't it?
Hey, man, I don't want any of the violence that was, you know, we just heard in the Dooley car, if you don't mind.
I heard all that. That was... pretty wicked.
All right, so it's tongue-in-cheek. It's a comedy. What is it? Fear the Relaxing Dead.
Yeah, Fear the Relaxing Dead. And basically what it is like I said, tongue-in-cheek. It features ghouls and zombies who are awakened from the dead. You know, they go staggering about, but they also need to just chill. And so after they stagger about for the day, they go to an apartment or a condominium and, you know, hop in the sack. And now we got some the hot action, you know.
Are you telling me I got to look at ghouls and zombies? Whoa, man. God damn, what are you talking about, man?
What do you think I'm talking about?
So you got zombies sticking their tongues up each other's...
y- You see how he laughs, and you encourage it, Chris.
I didn't. All I'm telling you about, Mr. Henry said he wanted to know about the latest movie I'm working on.
Yeah, it's Fear the Relaxing Dead.
Yeah, Fear the Relaxing Dead.
Yeah, I'll fear them, all right. So the zombies go out. Hold on, I've got it. The zombies go out all day long, stagger around. Are they eating people?
Yeah, they are, but we don't show that.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want to show that. Instead, you show zombies with their tongues up each other's anuses. Christ on a crutch.
God damn, it's great hearing you say it. I don't even want to see my own movie now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I hope not.
So you have this movie, and the zombies are staggering around, and they are eating people, but at the end of the day, they go find a condominium.
Well, we're talking about the film. First of all, we shot the film in Puerto Vallarta, which you're really, really lucky to get. Steve Winston's condo. His parents got a condo down there. We used his condo. And we shot a lot in the streets of Puerto Vallarta. And we had a great makeup artist with Lindsay Rutan. And her crew came in and made up the ghoul effects. And so they're staggering around. They're eating people. And then what happens is, at the end of the day, then they go to like a condo or someone's apartment. You know.
One of the zombies' apartments?
Well, no, not one of the...
Phil...
Well, I mean, I'm asking a logical question, I think.
Yeah, you're asking a logical question. You just don't know how to talk good. You're going...
I heard that, mister. Let me just help you out. Yeah, because in our film, in the concept of our film, the ghouls are all, yeah, you know, I mean, they're eating. And then, but then, yeah, they go to this cat's, the one zombie's apartment. They, they go inside, strip.
And eat ass.
Wow, man, I just went,
They eat ass, is that it?
Yeah.
So that's Fear the Relaxing Dead.
That's Fear the Relaxing Dead.
It's a film about zombies eating each other's asses.
I mean...
I don't know, man, if you're going to get one person, well, I see that.
Let me tell you something, man. I told you, we got Lindsay Root. We got Bonnie Shelflife.
Bonnie Shelflife. What,
That's... Hey, Phil Hendry.
Well, come on, man. What's that supposed to mean?
She's got an ass like a shelf.
So don't miss it, folks.
Wait. And then we also, and we also have Candy the Pool Sitter.
Oh, she's back for another round in a Chris Norton production, huh?
She's back. Candy the Pool Sitter's back for another round at Norton Explodes production. You know, and also Bob Mead.
Oh, yeah, we got to have Bob Mead. I mean, what would a Chris Norton film be without Bob Mead?
Well, you want to be sarcastic, Mr. Henry, but Bob Mead is in demand.
Bob Mead or Bob Mead?
Bob Mead's in demand. Bob Mead, no one cares about.
Well, who did you hire?
Bob Mead.
No one cares about him.
But I think he's got to be a big star. I really think he's going to be a big star.
All right, so Fear the Relaxing Dead, folks, and this is going to be available on DVD and not in the theaters or anything.
No, man, it's not going to go. What are we going to do, show this at the Pussycat Theater and a bunch of dudes in overcoats going, yeah? I don't think so, man. This is going straight to DVD, just in time for Halloween.
Oh, great, so I'm going to rent...
Rent? I hope you buy it.
Yeah, I'm going to go and buy Fear the Relaxing Dead and watch zombies eat butthole.
You know something, that's all. I want to draw the line, or I'm going to have to go and find a utensil in the garage, something that cuts wheat, maybe, and then...
Heads roll.
Yeah, there you go. Hey!
God damn.
Well, this is my time to bow out, man. Because you people start talking about violence, it's time to bow out. You know.
Time to bow out?
Time to bow out, man.
Time to bow out. Chris, good luck with your film, Fear the Relaxing Dead. It'll be available when?
Again, we hope it's available in time for Halloween. I'm sorry if the subject matter, you know, I think it's very sexy. It's going to be very hot. You know, it's going to be just, you know, it's going to be hot as hell.
But forgive me, I don't see how it's going to be hot. If you've got makeup effects like they got in that Fear the Walking Dead, and these are zombies with their guts hanging out, right?
Yeah, it's an authentic horror movie, but it has a sass angle.
So, zombies with their guts hanging out eat each other's asses.
What is the problem?
Man, I don't know if anybody's going to want to rent that or buy that.
It is a comedy, though, right?
It's part comedy, yeah, but the sex scenes are hot. I'll tell you.
What's hot about watching two cats?
God, Mr. Andrew.
What's hot about?
Phil, relax. Someone get Phil a cold compress.
I will right away.
Don't worry about it, okay? A cold compress. What's hot about two zombies with their guts hanging out with their faces shoved at each other? Man.
See, Mr. Henry, you take everything that is beautiful in this world and you make it ugly. And that's the thing that I resent. And it's one of the reasons why I don't really like coming on your show no more. Because you make beautiful things ugly. And I'm trying to bring beauty to the world.
Oh, yeah, you're trying to bring beauty to the... Jeez. What beauty that'll bring to the world, man? You got two zombies with the guts hanging out, the heads blown open, and they got the noses up each other's rear ends. Shit.
Hey, you know, don't knock it till you tried it.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, what I meant was, don't knock it till you've seen it.
Oh, I will have nothing to do with this film.
Here you are, Mr. Ernie.
What's that?
A cold compress.
I don't need that, bud. Give it to Margaret.
I'll take it. Good luck with the film, whatever your name is.
This is Chris Norton.
I'm sorry. Yes, Chris. Good luck with the film. I think it's a stiff right out of the gate. You're out of your mind. Thank you.
Yeah, well, one of the things I pride myself on, us Nortons always know.
Thank you very much, Chris Norton. Thank you, Bobby and Steve Dooley. And thank you all for hanging with us. We're back. Jesus. Yeah, we're back. We're back with all of our glory here. Chris Norton's Fear the Relaxing Dead. Shit.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. We'll have our Friday night chat coming up on Friday. Whether that's on Facebook Live or not, I don't know.
Well, it'll probably still be on Facebook Live. I'm sorry, folks, we were premature. We are putting in a new video rig here at the old studio. So. And then we are having our Saturday cinema. It's going to be a beautiful thing.